Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Lieutenant Colonel Sandra Karsten becomes the first woman to serve as Missouri's superintendent of the State Highway Patrol. Governor Greitens says Karsten has led at every level with courage and commitment.
Lieutenant Colonel Karsten started out as a trooper working on the roads of Callaway and Audrain counties. She has a distinguished 30 years in service, during which time she was recognized numerous times for her work on DWI enforcement, on drug interdiction.
Karsten replaces Brett Johnson, who retired yesterday. A state Senate committee is expected to vote next week on Governor Greitens' nominee for Missouri Department of Corrections Director. Ann Preseith would lead a department dealing with more than 60 lawsuits filed by prison workers, alleging things like harassment, humiliation, groping, poisoning, and assault by supervisors and coworkers to engage in sexual acts.
I come from a state where we enforced a zero tolerance policy. And that to me is very important, whether we're talking about how we're dealing with our offender population or whether we're talking about how we're dealing with staff. I mean, this is 2017. We should be conducting business in a professional manner.
The committee is also considering Carol Comer as Natural Resources Director and Andrew Juden as Public Safety Director. Missouri lawmakers are considering a proposal to allow semi-trucks to platoon at closer distances between each other. Jason Taylor reports.
Under a test program conducted by the State Transportation Department, a trailing semi would travel roughly 50 feet behind the lead truck. Republican Charlie Davis, who's sponsoring the measure, says the trucking industry would enjoy a fuel savings of up to 10%, while the state wouldn't lose any revenue.
If you understand how the trucking industry pays the tax to drive on our roads, it's not by them buying fuel. It is by mile that you drive on our roads.
A truck platooning proposal passed the legislature last year, but was vetoed by then-Governor Jay Nixon. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
The Missouri Secretary of State's office has not been placing this session's audio of Senate debate on its website. Since 2013, under former Secretary of State Jason Kander, each workday's audio was available online. Jay Ashcroft was sworn in as Secretary of State on January 9th. Ashcroft's office and Senate officials are discussing whether to continue publicly offering the audio. The recordings are available to the public and most often used by members of the press, legislative staff, lawyers, advocacy groups, and special interests. As many as 300 tech jobs and an IT center are heading to St. Louis as part of Nestle's plans to reorganize the company. The IT jobs are expected to move there later this year and continue through 2018. The Royals have signed Cardinals first baseman and outfielder Brandon Moss to a $12 million two-year deal. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.